Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has urged his Turkish counterpart win a Wednesday phone call to limit his country's incursion in northwest Syria to avoid U.S. forces. Well, Recep Tayyip Erdogan responded by saying the U.S. should halt shipments of arms to YPG Kurdish rebels. Deputy Turkish Prime Minister Bekir Boztag said he doesn't see the possibility of Turkey coming face-to-face with the U.S. in Syria. Mr. Erdogan indicated the operation in Afrin province may be expanded eastward toward Manbij, a town liberated from Islamic State by U.S.-backed rebels. University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zunis said the YPG have been reliable allies of the U.S.
The U.S. support was quite important in their defeat of ISIS, liberating these towns from ISIS control. At the same time, their movement is very much of an independent one. It's been part of a struggle that's been going on for decades. And so the Kurds will continue being an armed group, a militia that will be fighting for autonomy and for the rights of the Kurdish minority.
The Turkish offensive, launched Saturday, aims to neutralize the YPG it sees as a security threat linked to the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party. Meanwhile, rockets fired from Syria struck the Turkish town of Kilish Wednesday, killing two, wounding several. One rocket hit a mosque. Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, Wednesday said the country will hold transparent, nonviolent elections by July. He said he'll respect the outcome, even if the opposition wins. It'll be a test of his legitimacy since taking power in November, after the military intervened to oust longtime ruler Robert Mugabe. Speaking at the World Economic Forum, Mr. Mnangagwa said Zimbabwe's open for business. This is VOA News. Former U.S. diplomat Bill Richardson resigned Wednesday from an international advisory board on Myanmar, also known as Burma, on the Rohingya crisis.
There's no agenda. There's no plan to address some of the issues relating to safety, to citizenship. I don't want to be part of a whitewash, and I felt it's best that I resign immediately.
He said he got into an argument with State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi over the fate of two journalists on trial for allegedly violating the country's Official Secrets Act. A government official criticized Richardson for what he called a personal attack on the state councilor. The U.S. said four Americans are among 22 killed when Taliban gunmen stormed the Intercontinental Hotel in Kabul late Saturday. Two Americans were wounded. Meanwhile, the charity Save the Children is suspending operations in Afghanistan after Islamic State militants attacked the agency's office in Jalalabad, killing at least four, wounding nearly 30. The group's CEO is Hella Turnberg-Schmidt.
And of course, I and the whole of Save the Children are deeply, deeply saddened by this. I don't have words to describe how sad and appalled we are by this violent attack.
Three Save the Children staff members were among those killed. The top U.N. official for Somalia, Michael Keating, told the U.N. Security Council Wednesday, while al-Shabaab remains a serious threat, the terror group is in decline.
Defeating al-Shabaab, Mr. President, requires both a military and a political strategy, the use of both sticks and carrots, as well as sustained efforts to address deficits that lend extremists a degree of credibility.
Keating said despite the presence of more than 22,000 African Union troops, it's not viable for the force to stay forever. He said Somali security forces need to be prepared for a gradual handover responsibility. The council also Wednesday gave the parties to a peace deal in Mali until the end of March to show progress or face sanctions for obstructing a 2015 peace agreement. The council adopted a French-drafted statement expressing impatience regarding delays in making the agreement a reality on the ground. British pop musician Elton John said he's quitting the concert tour once the current one he's planning in September ends. In an interview, John said the children in his life have changed his priorities.
And in 2015, David and I sat down with their school schedule, and I thought, I don't want to miss too much of this. You know, I've had an amazing life. I've had an amazing career. I've been so incredibly lucky. My life has changed. The priorities in my life have changed.
The 70-year-old John, a singer, pianist, and composer, has sold 300 million records after launching his first tour in 1970. Macedonia is offering to change the name of an airport to defuse a dispute with Greece, the airport known as the Skopje Alexander the Great Airport. That's offended Greeks because of its historic link to the name Macedonia, also the name of a northern Greek province. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.